description what happened. Happy indeed we live, friendly amid the hateful. Among men who hate, we dwell free from hate. Happy indeed we live, healthy amid the sick. Amid men who are sick, we dwell free from sickness. Happy indeed we live, content amid the greedy. Among men who are greedy, we dwell free from greed. Happy indeed we live, we for whom there is no attachment. Feeders on raptures shall we be, like a god of brilliant light. Victory begets hatred, for the defeated experiences suffering. The tranquil one experiences happiness, giving up both victory and defeat. There is no fire like that, no blemish like being known, no suffering like the taking up of the five constituents of conditioned existence, no happiness like peace. Hunger is the worst disease, conditioned existence the worst suffering. Knowing this and as real it is, one realizes that nirvana is the highest happiness. Health is the highest gain. Contentment is the greatest riches. Confidence is the best kinsman. Nirvana is the supreme happiness. Having enjoyed the flavor of solitude and tranquility, free from sorrow and free from sin, one enjoys the rapturous flavor of truth. Good it is to see the spiritually developed. To actually dwell with them is always happiness. By not seeing the spiritually immature, one would indeed be perpetually happy. Living in company with the spiritually immature, one grieves for a long time. Association with the spiritually immature is always painful, like association with an enemy. Association with the wise is pleasant, like meeting with relations. Therefore, it is said, follow after him who is wise, understanding, and learning, who bears the yoke of virtue, is religious and spiritually beloved. Follow after one of such a nature, the ideal man, the truly wise, as the moon follows the path of the stars.